Stand up quickly, quickly, please. Thanks, brother. Come on, stand up. This man's come to minister to us, and I thank God that he's here to share the word.
Let's remain standing just for a moment. Heavenly Father, we just are in awe of you this morning. Lord, in the worship, your presence is here so rich with us. Lord, through Pete's testimonies, Lord, your presence is with us. Through this presentation we saw up on the board, your presence is with us. Lord, for the love of God that's in this house, one for another, Lord, your word says that this is a sign to the unbelievers how much we love one another. And I pray, Lord, your continued grace and your continued fellowship with us by your Spirit, Lord, in the heart of hearts of each one here, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone who believes said, you may be seated. Praise God. What an awesome morning in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just got a couple of things I'd like to mention to you. Up at the back there, I've got a table with some of the books that I've written and CDs that I've produced. Stuff that's, I don't really have much of a heart to make stuff to sell it. About 4 years ago, God told me to write, and I was like, well, Lord, what do you want me to write? And he gave me some very specific instructions on what I needed to write. There's a book over there. It's a blue book. It's called Simple Supernatural. It's about how to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. I've written it not so much for church services, but for everyday life. When I first got saved at the age of 21, I was working at and running and living at even a pub down in Capalaba, and I got baptized by fire. By the Lord there, on he started to tell me to share my faith in the pub with all the drunkards, and so I started to do that and pray for them, and God would sober them up. Literally, people who'd spent $80 or $100 to get drunk, I'd pray for them, and then that I, you know, do I get my money back, sort of thing, when the Lord had touched them, and God healed people in that place, and incredible things that I went through, and really, it's a marketplace. How do you live your faith? You know, when we walk out of church on Sunday morning, how do we make what we believe make sense in the real world? Well, that's a book for that for you if you need some direction in that. I also wrote one here. It's called Encounters with God. I've just finished having written this one, and I was going to do a book launch for that at Coorong, just in the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas. But in that time, unfortunately, we had a family tragedy. My wife birthed our sixth child 7 weeks early, and fortunately for him, unfortunately for us, he fulfilled his purposes in the earth after only about 6.25 hours. And so we sent him home to heaven, and that sort of negated us being able to launch this book, but nonetheless, it's available and it's over there. This book has really touched the hearts of many people who've read it already. It's got some testimonies of really that come out of Isaiah chapter 6, like we were singing about here tonight. I see the Lord and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole of the people in the temple, they cried out holy, and the temple was shaken. I had a first-hand experience of that when I was about 5 years old, a near-death experience here in Brisbane City, and I've written that into the book and many others. But the whole flow of this book is about living in the presence of God, and about and so there's many different things in this book that I won't go into here. But if you get a hunger for the presence of God, this book will really be able to help you and bless you. There's some other things over there that you can have a look at as well. But God bless you. I trust if you got hungers in those directions that you guys will find those to be a blessing. But right now, if you've got your Bibles, please turn them to the book of the Psalms in the 24th chapter. I'm going to read here a couple of verses. So right in the middle of your Bibles, if you've got a Bible and you're new to your Bible, right in the middle of your Bible should be the book of the Psalms. And just the beginning of that is Psalm 24. And this is a psalm of King David, one of my favorite psalmists, one of my favorite Bible characters, actually. And it goes, we'll read the first couple of verses. It says here, "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters." Now, When I first started studying the Bible, one of the first things that my mentor gave to me was a study notes on the names of God. And I was studying one afternoon the names of God, and I got to the names of God, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Our sister up here before was talking about some of the names of God, Jehovah Shema, Jehovah Jireh. But this Jehovah Nissi, it means, literally, it means the Lord is my flag, or the Lord is my banner. But what that's talking about is in the olden days when an army would go to battle, that you might remember from maybe some of the more recent Roman battle movies like Gladiator or whatever has been coming out recently. You might remember seeing the Roman standard leading the people out into battle. There'd be a unit of about 800 or 1,000 men, and they'll all be lined up around a flag or a standard. And when in the Roman world, it was a golden eagle. Each of the different armies had a different golden eagle, and they would be waiting there for their command. And then the trumpeter would trumpet out the call for their particular unit to go forward into battle, and he'd trumpet out the different commands that they had, so they would knew what was required of them. But at one point, the standard bearer would pick up his standard. And when that standard raises up into the air, it means, okay, we are ready to go to battle. We were standing in formation. We were standing ready and waiting. We were standing to be called into being engaged in battle. And as soon as that standard gets raised into the air, it's time to go. It's time for war. It's time to tackle the opposition head on. And all of our training has come to this right now. And as that standard moves forward, so go I. And the Bible tells us this in the name of God, that not only is He the one who loves us and He is near to us and provides for us, but He is the actual standard that goes before us into battle. Hallelujah. Are you facing some battles this week or this year or this month? Well, I want to tell you that you're not facing them on your own. You're going out under the direction of God Almighty, my friends. Amen? You are going out into the challenges that surround you with the presence of the God you know who has saved you also watching over you. The one who has been there to rescue you from the past, like we saw on this clip, He also is one who goes into war ahead of us. And so Jehovah Nissi is saying, the Lord is my flag for war. The Lord is my banner. He is the one who is the war flag that flies over top of me as I go into battle. And who remembers the story of Elisha when he was standing there and the troops of the enemy were before him, and his assistant was standing next to him, and his assistant started knocking and his elbow started shaking, and he's like, what are we going to do, master? And then Elisha says, just hang on a sec, Lord, open his eyes so that he can see, and he can see the chariots of heaven flying all around. Well, I tell you what, those chariots